It's the BS show.
That's
the
right.
The real BS show.
The real BS show.
Yeah.
Live downtown Union City. Beautiful downtown Union City.
Yeah, it's starting to rain. Yeah. Got to get the weather report in every day. Every time we do this, I got to tell everybody about the weather.
My backyard flooded.
It was definitely warm last night.
Yeah, it was.
Warmer and warmer as it went. I think it's 60 degrees out there now.
Yeah, yeah. We're due for it. We're due.
Yeah. Well, we're getting a lot of rain, too. And I see the rest of the country's getting a lot of tornadoes. Crazy, yeah. Wild weather.
I think it was yesterday that we had all that lightning, or was it Tuesday? I don't remember.
Yeah, it might have been yesterday, I think. Yeah.
Just heavy thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
It was rumbling. Lightning was coming.
I had to fix the driveway. I had to put the grader on the back of the tractor and go down and fix the driveway.
Oh, really?
It washed out.
Oh, jeez.
A lot of rain. But other than that, ain't nothing too exciting going on.
It's greening up. It's getting really nice out.
Yeah, everything's getting green. Pretty, it's a good sign.
Pretty soon here we'll be able to, you know, be outside and enjoy the sunshine and just relax.
Yeah, split a lot of wood.
That's right. I'm still burning some wood here and there. You know, it is a little cold in the morning sometimes, but not this morning. I didn't burn any wood.
If we could stay away from them 20s, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
It was hailing, too. I forgot about that. That's another thing, too. It was hailing. That was kind of interesting, seeing the hail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of lightning. I think that was yesterday. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I can't remember. Literally, right. It feels like all these days are kind of merging into one, you know?
It's pretty wild. That lightning is scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's just, we're due for this kind of weather. We're due to get away from the snow.
Could you imagine if a tornado hit my wood yard and all that firewood went flying?
It'd be everywhere. It'd just be everywhere.
People's houses would be getting peppered with firewood. Ooh, that would be awful.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Yeah, it's chuck wood. It's nothing, you know, light.
Yeah. Boy, it's like giant bullets or something. Ooh, that would be bad.
No, that'd be kind of a weird thing to see how far it would go. I'm curious. Not that I wish to see it happening.
He'd pick it up and throw it a long ways. But hopefully that won't happen.
I don't think, does Titusville get, like where you're at, they don't get that much tornadoes.
Yeah, every now and then, every 10, 15 years, they get one goes through there.
Yeah. Because Union City had one. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
And before, I heard about the Albion one. That was pretty bad. The whole town got leveled.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad one.
Yeah.
Cranesville or whatever that little town is.
Right. Yeah, the one that happened in Union City, that was my mother's birthday.
I think I was the mayor then.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, man, you were the one that pushed all the companies, like the electric company, and you just were on the phone with them.
Well, it took them 3 days to get out here.
Yeah, you were on the phone with them trying to get them to come out. You know,
that was wild.
And then you were like, here, if you need to charge your phone, come over and charge your phone because I have solar panels. And you really helped people out during that, you know?
You know, people got mad at me because I had solar panels. They didn't have no electricity and I did.
Right. Isn't that weird how people can get jealous over something like that?
Yeah.
They could have solar panels if they bought them.
Say, oh, you're just showing off. Not doing anything.
No, you're helping people out, you know? That's what needs in this community is people to help each other out, you know. And it's like they don't need to be jealous or envious, you know. Come on, that's goofy.
You're gonna pass a law. You got to have a permit to have a solar panel or something.
That's in the works. I've heard
that's coming. Yeah,
you know they want their money because they see that free energy being this. You know, they're gonna tax the sun is what I call it. You know, how about it's none of your business what's on my roof. You know, none of your business.
Yeah, it tax everything. So what do you want to do? This is Yanni we're listening to?
Yeah. He's Greek. He has a huge mustache.
It's been a long time since we heard any of his stuff.
Yeah, we haven't had Yanni in a while. It's probably about a year.
Yeah, he had a couple really good violin players and stuff like that.
Yeah, a few singers.
One bass player was just awesome.
Right.
But yeah, you're in charge of that. You You want to play Yanni?
Yeah, we can play Yanni.
Go for it.
Yeah, we can just, we'll come in here and there, you know?
All right.
So we do need to take breaks so we don't strain our voices, you know?
Well, we'll listen to the rest of this song, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And find some more.
Yeah.
And find some more Yanni.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away, Seth. Thank you.
What a Yanni day.
Yanni day?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do, play all Yanni songs?
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder how many people know who he is.
It's a good question. He was really popular back in the 80s and 90s. I know that. He had huge concerts.
Didn't he marry that Carter lady that was Superwoman or something? Or?
Probably. We can look. You know, the beauty of the internet is we can find out, you know? Yeah. Personal life, we can go down to that. He had an autobiography written about himself. Let's see here.
I think it was or Wonder Woman or something like that. She had a costume and jumped around.
Oh, really?
Saved people.
Yeah, Linda Evans?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in a relationship. I don't think they got married.
Oh.
Yeah, they never married. They broke up in 98.
She beat him up?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, she was Wonder Woman, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they... is that her right there?
I don't know. I thought she had black hair.
Oh, she might have. You know? These days, they, you know, can change their hair easily. You know? But yeah, he... you know, he has a huge mustache. I know that, so that drew a lot of women then. Yeah, he said there was no games played.
No what?
There was no games played. Yeah, see there?
What's
there.
That mean?
I don't know. No, they didn't play games with each other, you know. They just were straight and honest with each other, I guess, is what he's trying to say. He says he still finds her amazing.
Amazing Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
she was on TV. She had her own show or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. It's interesting to see. I wonder, he doesn't seem like he's too much in the spotlight nowadays, but, you know, it's probably, you know, he did his time. He continues to act in the music world, though it's not extensively in the past.
I wonder if he still practices.
Oh, I'd be shocked if he didn't. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, people, you know, tend to, nowadays you don't have to go perform everywhere you go. You can easily, you know, upload it to YouTube or Spotify or whatever, and just boom, you're done, you know? You don't have to go through the whole shemangle of, you know.
Is he still touring or playing, or can you still buy tickets to his shows?
It looks
or?
Like it. yeah, it looks like he has just music out. That's it. You know, it doesn't look like he's... looks like he's streaming his music and download. You can download and stream his music, and that's it.
Well, how does he make money?
That's it, right there. You can stream it. He makes money that way.
Oh, you got to buy it to stream it?
No. You can listen to it on Spotify or YouTube, and he gets a little small piece for that, you know?
Huh.
Seems like he's satisfied with that. Who knows? You know? But, you know, I mean, it is what it is, you know? You know, here's a post. Where's Yanni? You know, he's been gone. He's just an older guy now. He's probably living his life.
70?
Yeah, 70 years old. Yeah, yeah. But man, talent. Yeah. Supposedly he had an accident 5 years ago. Or 6 years ago. So, who knows what that was.
Yeah. Well, sometimes if you listen to a lot of his music, it starts to all sound the same.
Yeah, it's true. You know, he does have a, you know, like a global, it's kind of like a global genre. It's not really restricted to one genre, I noticed. You know, he brings in orchestra, brings in the piano kind of things, brings in different kind of, different rhythms and harmonies, you know.
He used to have vocalists with him, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We might have a few in this, you know. He claims to be perfect pitched, where you can hear perfect pitch. So that's kind of interesting, you know.
Who's the judge of that?
Yeah, right?
Jeez.
Yeah. It seems like he's kind of...
I get him to tune up my bass.
Right. I guess he was doing some Facebook Live stuff, too. So he was on Facebook for a while, you know? And he also did a lot of charitable things. Like, you know, he was working for the World Wildlife Fund for Nature and spokesman for NASA. So he did NASA, I guess, space music kind of a thing.
Jeez.
You know. So he did a lot of different things. He was PBS, Puerto Rico. So he's done a lot of different things.
I like those shows he had over in Greece or the Acropolis.
Yeah.
Some of those nice scenery.
Yeah. Yeah, you really hit home with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the beauty of music. It can be, you know, it's kind of like, you know, how American bands go to Red Rocks. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to Red Rocks before.
I've seen shows there, yeah.
It's really a nice amphitheater. It really is natural and everything. Really beautiful. And so whenever someone performs there, it's always sounding great. They really nail it down, the audio there. So it's kind of like that, you know. There's a few other live performances I was kind of amazed by that really stood out, you know. But maybe we can just...
That Pink Floyd tribute band or something.
Yeah.
They were at the Red Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of bands that have performed there, and it's like, wow, that's the perfect place to perform. If you were in a band and you wanted to do, like, a highlight of your music, that'd be the spot to go. Just the right amount of reverberance, the right amount of, you know, crowd that comes out there to see it. It's always a great show. And usually, if you don't like a band, you can even kind of enjoy the performance there, kind of thing. No, he has a lot of studio albums. I can't even count them all. That's more than 15. Just keeps on going. He's been performing. His first album was 1984 all the way to 2020. Yeah, wow.
Huh.
He's still going.
So you think he's touring now? Can you go buy a ticket to one of his shows or not?
It sounds like, you know, right now, his last concert was back in... 2019. So not really. He doesn't seem like he's touring much anymore. He's probably kind of just like kicking back a little bit, you know, just chilling.
Well, at 70, I guess you deserve it.
Well, you know, it's like you, at a certain point, you kind of... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There is a concert. Yanni is performing in San Francisco, April 28th. At 9 p.m. And it looks... Well, I'm kind of confused by this. Oh, Yanni's there. He's on the lineup as the last one. And the general admission's only $11. $12.
Costs more to park your car than it does to get in the show.
Yeah. That makes me almost skeptical if that's even true. You know?
Huh.
I don't know. Kind of tour. Let's see what he's done to tour here. I don't know. Doesn't say anything on his website. I don't know.
So Linda Carter dumped him?
Yeah.
Or he dumped her or whatever?
Something like that, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. His last concert was 7 months ago, I guess. And on his website, there's nothing on his tour thing. Just, you know, it's good to keep up to date. Because, I mean, I'm sure he definitely does have one in San Francisco, the 28th of the 26th of April. Anna Morgan. I don't know who that is. Oh, but he's performing with her. You know, it's like... So it's an interesting thing. Interesting times. Well, what do you think, Bill?
He's still cooking. Yeah, play some more of his stuff, you know, turn it up.
Let him get back to it, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
See where he goes. funny. He is. He is.
He's back.
It's a yawny kind of day, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We all have those kind of days, don't we?
We might lose a few customers on this one, but
yeah,
the dough is off.
this is kind of a spring kind of music. It's kind of lively, but the same kind of exhibiting the kind of springness that we have going on.
Yeah, you sit on a porch and watch it rain.
Yeah, and hear the thunder in the distance. Yeah. Hear the birds coming back from the south. We've been missing it. It's kind of nice.
A lot of bird chirping going around my house. There's a whole bunch of birds.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice birds. Like, there's this one bird called a tuffled titmouse. I really love the sound of it. It just kind of gets right in my ear when I'm working.
Huh.
I can hear it flying around and chirping around. You know?
I don't know one from the other one.
I don't know who named that bird.
How come the cardinals, one's red, real bright red, and the other one's kind of dark?
It's a brown. Female. The female brown are brown ones, and the red ones are the male. In the bird species, the male has the colorfulness to show off.
Well, who made that rule?
Just how life goes, I guess, you know?
Huh.
I mean, you think about it, men kind of, you know, us humans, we kind of do the same thing a little bit, both men and women. Women show off with their dresses and lipstick and makeup, and men show off with their, you know, I don't know, how macho they are.
So in birds, the female birds are dull.
Yeah.
And so they can hide better?
Yeah, it would probably be a good idea.
You sit on the nest, don't even have to go anywhere?
Yeah, both of them do sit on the nest. It's only certain birds. You ever notice that? Like eagles, both eagles, male and female, look the same almost. Maybe the male's a little bit bigger, but really it's only certain birds that do that, like cardinals and blue jays. You can't tell the difference between the two.
Yeah, right.
So it's only certain birds. I think it's like the seed eaters or whatnot, and some of the other ones, and like the ones that eat worms and stuff. They kind of stand out from each other.
Well, robins, they eat worms, and
they
cardinals and blue jays, they all are up in a bird feeder eating seeds.
It's just, you know, blue jays are very intelligent birds too, man. They're a little scary how intelligent they are.
They make a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's just like crows. Crows are very intelligent birds.
Yeah.
They'll remember your face.
They don't get into the bird feeders, though.
No.
They stay on the ground and squawk through the garbage.
Yeah.
They must have pretty tough stomachs to eat all the dead animals.
You would think. Same with those vultures. You ever see those vultures, man? They're pretty weird.
Get stomach acid to knock you over.
Right, right. Ooh-wee. Pretty big bird. One time when my son was little, I had him lay in the yard. I said, play dead, because we've seen a vulture in the sky. And he ended up just laying there, and the vulture just kept on circling over him.
I thought that was, to see if he's breathing.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Because it was just flying around, and all of a sudden it spotted him laying on the ground, just laying there, and it just started circling right over him. It's like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah, you better get up.
You want to show some life, you know, that you're still going. But nature will take care of it. There's some cultures in the world where they let the dead get ate by vultures. Like in India, they do that. They'll lay their dead out, and the vultures will come down and eat the dead.
That's the way the pioneers were. They said, hey, the coyotes got to eat too, you know, so why bury them?
Right.
Just leave them there.
Yeah, yeah. That was a struggle. Imagine that, going across the country in a wagon, you know.
Oof.
Through all the hell.
Just think of all the poop they left behind.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Whole country's covered in poop.
Animals, yeah. Yeah, horses pooping, cow, oxen pooping, you know, humans pooping, yeah. Just a crazy world, isn't it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's stuff nobody thinks about.
Well, you know, guano? You ever hear guano?
Bat guano?
Yeah. Or bird guano, yeah. They used to use that for fertilizer. And at one point, before the nitrogen fixation process was invented by Haber, you had to go search for guano from birds on islands, remote islands, and shovel it off the islands.
All you got to do is go up to Canada, or not Canada Lake, Conneaut. What's up in New York there? Chautauqua Institute.
Yeah.
We'll go up there, and in their amphitheater, just go upstairs to their amphitheater up in there. It's just filled with bats.
Oh, I mean, really?
Just covered with bats in there, and it just stinks.
Oh, yeah?
What a mess. I mean, that's where we had to put all the wires for the sound system we installed up
there. Oh, jeez.
What a mess that was.
Were you freaked out by the bats at all?
I was a little worried. They didn't move much during the day. At nighttime, boy, they all flew out and went out and chased bugs around. There was no mosquitoes up there. Those bats ate everything.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's why they had them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was an eye-opener.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Isn't that a weird thing that those bats, they're mammals that fly, you know?
Well, they encouraged them. They wanted them there to keep the bug population down, and it worked.
Oh, yeah.
It worked. There's no mosquitoes, no bugs flying anywhere.
There you go. You just need to get some bats.
That's what they did. So it was...
Was that a big amphitheater there?
Yeah, it's a big one. It holds about 7,000, 8,000 people.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, all open.
Oh, it's open. I didn't know that.
Well, the top, there's a roof over the whole thing, and then there's an attic up there. There's a really big attic, really. But just filled with bats. Just filled. I mean, all the way around.
Oh, jeez.
They're all just hanging there during the day.
Yeah, that's a thing, you know. I remember when I was a kid, we'd have bats out on the farm, and... I was a little terrified of the bats. I'll admit that.
Everybody's worried about getting them stuck in your hair or something.
Yeah, well, they have rabies. You know, that's always a concern. They say if you get bit by one, then you could have rabies. I don't know. It's just it's one of those things. But you know.
All right. Well, let's listen to some more Yanni and.
We'll put some more Yanni on.
You got an hour's worth of them?
Oh yeah.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Holy cow. All right, well let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
the Real BS Show. You know what? I think it's an hour's worth of yawning is enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we say goodbye and see y'all next week.
Yeah, see you yawning next week. Yeah.
Hopefully it'll still be 60 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear snow coming on Monday.
Oh, really?
I'm hearing rumors about it. Oh, I don't know how true that is. So, you know, we're not out of it yet.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, Easter's coming up pretty soon.
Probably
too.
Probably snowing in June. the way things are going.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Yeah. We're doing it, though.
Yeah. Well, let's say goodbye and see y'all next week and be safe and stay happy. Try to be happy.
Yes.
That's the goal. That's the goal in life, right?
Yeah.
Be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, just be happy and enjoy life. Find joy.
Yeah, relax and get all the stress out of your life.
Yeah.
If you got stress, eliminate it.
That's right.
Of course, that might cause stress,
yeah.
That might eliminate some spouses and whatnot.
Yeah, that's true. That's a side effect.
Oh, never a dull moment.
Never.
And my son, he's in Florida now. He had a fever for 5 days. Now he's in the hospital for the last couple days.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what's going to happen. I told him to pack your bags and come back home, you know.
Right.
And so I think he's about to do that, but they got to let him out of the hospital first. So.
Right.
Oh, what a mess. But, you know, he has to do what he's got to do.
Right, right. Yeah.
You can't boss them around forever, you know.
No. I have an 18-year-old son, and you know, it's hard to say you're independent now. And
ship them off to the Air Force or something, or Navy or wherever.
Yeah, I ship them off to trade school, kind of thing. I'll do that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we need more trades.
Maybe get a nice job and save his money and go blow it on a car and a house.
Get married.
Oh, geez, yeah, that's
have
right.
Kids.
Yeah, have kids. And
yeah. You know how much diapers are? A box of 72 diapers is $30.
Wow.
And you know, diapers, you can go through those in about a matter of a week, that box.
72
in
diapers?
A week. Oh, yeah, easily.
Whew.
Yeah, so $30 a week.
Yeah,
that's 100 and, let's see, that's four times, you know, 30. That's $120 a week, or every month, I mean. That's like a subscription, you know.
Holy smokes, does welfare cover that?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
You're on your own, huh?
I don't know if it does.
You just let your kids run around with no diaper.
That's right. That's how natural. Just let them poop in the yard, and then you can use that to, you know, grow crops.
Tell them to take the dog for a walk.
Go squat in the field.
Oh, shoot. Tough times everywhere, you know, everywhere you look.
Buy cotton diapers. There you go.
All right. Well, let's say goodbye and let Yanni
close the show, yeah.
Close the show. There you go. And we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Okay. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We'll see you next week.